Here we go. Hospital exposed, hiding a black woman's body, harvesting the organs. It's a damn shame. Put it up full mask. California woman goes missing. Is found in a morgue months later with organs taken out of a body. Ms. Tanya Walker went missing in November of 2023, could not be found anywhere by the family. This prompted a thorough search throughout their home of Sacramento for months. The investigation officially began November 10th when Tanya's family reported her missing to the police. It's not like Tanya Walker to do this, so they got police involved. Her sisters, Delee Maris and Kalia Zachary, soon jumped into action, distributing hundreds of flyers, searching roadside ditches, and even crawling through storm drains to find her, all while offering $3,500 for information, which unfortunately led to many false leads. Police used a cadaver dog and an alert dog by the Walker's appearance, searched for months. Then a break came. A break in the case did not come until May 2024, several months later, when the DOJ noticed that she had been marked as deceased by the DMV. So a sheriff's deputy told the family that they had finally found Walker's body on a shelf in a morgue located on the outskirts of Sacramento. When family arrived, they were shown Miss Walker's body. Walker was missing her eyes and her epidermal, her skin, was identified through the renderings of a tattoo on her arm. Walker's family discovered that she actually died in November 2nd, of cardiac arrest at Mercy General Hospital after being admitted a few days earlier. The hospital had an address for her, which was a home she sometimes shared with her adult son, yet no one was alerted, not a single person. The family claims that in addition to failing to notify the family of her passing, the hospital did not bother to issue a death certificate. What's more, her body had been harvested for organs, even though she had never agreed to be an organ donor. I'm going to say this because it simply needs to be said. When you have that much insensitivity and possible criminal action, you have to question everything, including the story about cardiac arrest. You have to weigh all possible hypotheses now, because there's nobody you can deal with who operate in good faith, ironically, except the sheriff. The sheriff is the one who figured it out. California-based medical organization, a nonprofit, is now facing a civil lawsuit filed by Walker's family, who allege gross negligence and intentional infliction of emotional distress. It is one of dozens lawsuits filed against the company Dignity Health over the mishandling of bodies. Walker's lawsuit also names the mortuary owner, Michael Lofton, claiming he was responsible for gross negligence for failing to store her remains properly. So this is a pattern. Earlier in 2023, Jesse Peterson was admitted to a nearby Sacramento hospital owned by who? Dignity Health. And her decomposed remains were found months later in a warehouse, cremations only, where Walker was found. Her suit alleges that dozens of other patients' bodies were held for months waiting to be identified. Obviously, this is heartbreaking, maddening, extreme, and insane. So you mean to tell me, let me break down how it sounds to me. This is to all the agencies involved. You mean to tell me that said hospital, they just forgot to do the birth certificate, the death certificate. They just forgot it. They also forgot to notify next of kin or contact anyone at the address that they had on file. They forgot both of those things. The morgue or mortuary that got the body, they just forgot to verify if this person was an organ donor and if next of kin or family had been notified. They forgot as well. Do you get the picture? They have protocols that are mandated for their license. That's why they have to do these things. So everybody forgot the training they went through and the certification that they have and the requirement inside of a trusted facility in Sacramento. Everybody forgot their job. I don't buy it. All right, Sharon, thoughts here.
Again, it's about value and whether you place it on a human being or not. We saw it with Michael Jordan's father when they didn't know the greatest basketball player of all time. That was his father, decomposed body. He had teeth, expensive teeth. Remember Jordan said it at the time? There's no reason that they should not have figured out who this man who had been robbed, killed was. And here we go again. And the fact that organs, the skin missing, this is a real issue. I just sent you some information, Doc, you and your team, because I happened to see an article the other day, yesterday, about harvesting organs, the rush to do it, and how it was leaving some decisions questionable. I don't know what happened here.
Wow.
But I know people are valuable, and they had a duty to do much better.
That's right. Yeah, significantly so. We'll bring you updates as they come.